local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And hour two. Woo! Give it up for hour number two. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable, as I just said there, quite enthusiastically. Hour number two getting underway for you right now. Let's see. I was so close to saying typically with Joe and Austin, because I had gotten into the habit of saying with Steve and Austin. Uh-huh. But Joe is back. He came back yesterday. His voice is doing better than yesterday.
A little bit better.
Yeah, I was about to say, emphasis on a little bit. Just a tad. But it's all right. I don't mind taking the lead, of course. Getting us into our top three stories, speaking of which. Two reports say that President Biden might consider dropping out of the race in the coming days. The New York Times and CNN are reporting that Biden talked with a key ally about concerns that he may not be able to convince the public he's up for the job after his shaky debate performance last week.
I saw that reporting. We were not given enough time to get back to that reporting, just a couple of minutes. And we asked the president. The president responded directly when asked about this question because we said that we would. And the president said it is no, it is absolutely false.
Texas Congressman Lloyd Doggett became the first congressional Democrat to officially call on Biden to step down. And then just hours afterward, Congressman Jared Golden of Maine said that he'd also lost faith in Biden's reelection.
Yes, and we have been taking an unscientific poll of you, news radio listeners. The convention, the Democratic convention, is mid-August, so about 6 weeks from right now.
Right.
The question, yes or no, do you think by then President Biden will still be in the race? 75% of respondents have said no. I tend to agree.
No, I mean, it's hard to think otherwise. As I said late last hour, when you look at what's happened with all this media buzz and all these Democrats coming forward and now that story that we just covered there, in not even a week after the debate. And as you said, so what? Let's say they stay enthusiastic and they put him back up there for the next debate and it happens again. At that point, you got all the less time to work with and you're going to be all the more
scared. Well, that's one of the things, because the debate... Next debate, the second of two, because normally they do three, but they're only doing two, and that's going to be like mid-September. So
right. We'll
not see him in another debate setting until after the convention, which is why I think they'll want to push for another candidate, whether that be the vice president or Governor Newsom or Gretchen Whitmer, whoever that is,
right. To
be able to be in place in August and try to build up whatever steam, momentum they possibly can August, September, October, and into November.
Yeah.
But, you know, the White House is saying, nope, that's not happening. Biden's saying, nope, it's not happening. But we'll see. You can let us know. 850-437-1620.
Jamaica is bracing for Hurricane Beryl. The storm remains a Category 4 with maximum sustained winds of 140 miles per hour. Beryl has already claimed at least seven lives after devastating Grenada and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The storm is forecast to weaken after it hits Jamaica, but could affect Texas and Louisiana later in the week.
We just want people to be prepared, whether it's this one or one coming next week. You never know. So I think it's going to be a continual stream of storms into the Gulf.
The latest forecast cone has Beryl passing through the Yucatan Peninsula, then briefly regaining hurricane strength in the Gulf before making landfall again near the southern Texas/Mexico border.
And also, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin announced a new $2.3 billion security aid package for Ukraine yesterday. He says the money will go to provide air defense interceptors, anti-tank weapons, and other munitions.
Just past 5:15 here, we'll get a quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. All righty, got some very severe backups on I-10 here. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Pine Forest Road. You're going to be backed up basically to where you get off of I-110 north and start traveling west there. Then it's going to be traveling eastbound on I-10, passing just a little bit over Pine Forest Road. We've got some backups that are going to push you just past 9 Mile. No confirmation of any accident there from what I can see. I don't know what would be causing that. Also have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling southbound towards I-10. some on 9 Mile Road. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards Olive Road, and then maybe a little bit, but a very little bit, on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87.
We've got warm, humid weather for the 4th of July holiday and right on through the weekend as well, about the same. So, of course, there is a chance for rain as well. Rain chance runs at about 50% each day, Independence Day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, pretty close to that. So some pop-up showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures will run in the mid to low 90s, and heat index values will be way up in the triple digits. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Alrighty, here locally, our top story is the elderly woman who was shot in an Escambia County drive-by last week has unfortunately died from her injuries. According to Channel 3, family members identified the victim as 70-year-old Myra Hayes. Prosecutors say that the charges against 19-year-olds Jaquarius Etheridge and Terrence Gross Jr. have been upgraded from attempted murder to first-degree premeditated murder. The shooting happened last Monday on Harris Boulevard, and that led to a chase that ended at the Highway 90 bridge near Scenic Highway. Etheridge was arrested there, while Gross was arrested in Texas last Thursday trying to flee to Mexico. And a third suspect, 22-year-old Trevian Moten, died after jumping off the bridge.
Also, FDLE announcing this week 19 arrests made after a state operation targeting fentanyl in Fort Walton Beach. Agents partnered with several law enforcement organizations across our area to conduct the operation earlier this year.
Fentanyl traffickers don't care about our communities or about the devastation to families that are affected by this horrendous drug. We do. Every day, every night, your law enforcement partners here today are working around the clock to put an end to these drug trafficking organizations.
FDLE says more than 20 kilos of meth and 30,000 fentanyl pills were seized during the operation.
And NAS Whiting Field has been recognized as the best base in the Navy. The base was recently recognized as the recipient of the 2024 Commander-in-Chief's Annual Award for Installation Excellence for the Navy. In a statement, Commanding Officer Captain Paul Flores says, community military partnering is integral to the success of NAS Whiting Field. Whiting Field was nominated after winning the 2024 Installation Excellence Award in the small base category. And lastly here, Escambia County leaders will be celebrating the grand opening of Beulah's brand new fire station next week. A ribbon-cutting ceremony is scheduled for next Thursday morning at 11. The Bradshaw McNair Fire Station is over 14,500 square feet and features four vehicle bays for five trucks. Fire trucks. So I guess I don't know how, well, four vehicle bays. My goodness. Yeah, four bays for fire trucks. Reading's difficult. My apologies. The station is named after the late District Chief Dwayne Bradshaw and retired District Chief Steve McNair. The station is located directly behind the former Beulah Fire Station and will remain as Escambia Fire Rescue Station number 2. Just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, state and national news, and of course another quick check of the roads and weather. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
What is the purpose of life? This is a question that almost everyone asks themselves at some point. Some people would say their purpose in life is their children, while others would say their purpose in life is their spouse. However, not everyone has children and not everyone is married, so the answer has to be broader than that. The Bible's basic answer to what is the purpose for life is to give God glory in all that we do. And the primary New Testament way to give God glory is to be focused on speaking the message of Jesus Christ to our kids or to our spouse, and really to anyone that we come in contact with. The purpose of this life is to lovingly and boldly explain the offer of eternal life through Jesus Christ. So let us be about our Father's business.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz forms a close friendship with future convicted sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, who says they had a unique synergy. Greenberg reportedly uses a sugar daddy app to find college girls. and pays for sex on the congressman's behalf. That's a close friendship with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, you can call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. All right, looking at the roads here, we do have several spots of note currently. Let's see, if especially I-10. If you're traveling eastbound, passing Pine Forest Road and approaching the Pensacola Boulevard area, we've got some heavy backups on I-10 there that are going to push you back past 9 Mile Road on the other side of that. If you are traveling westbound, passing Pensacola Boulevard and approaching Pine Forest Road, we've got backups pushing you onto I-110 North. So we've got very heavy backups going both ways there. Also have some on Pine Forest Road traveling southbound towards I-10 and 9 Mile traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Also have some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Outside of that, it appears to just be a little bit of congestion on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and maybe a little bit on Caroline Street or Highway 90 if you are traveling eastbound into downtown Milton.
We've got warm, humid weather for the 4th of July holiday and right on through the weekend as well, about the same. So, of course, there is a chance for rain as well. Rain chance runs at about 50% each day, Independence Day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, pretty close to that. So some pop-up showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures will run in the mid to low 90s, and heat index values will be way up in the triple digits. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All righty, getting into some legal, local stuff. A legal battle over whether Florida violated federal laws by blocking Medicaid coverage for transgender residents will continue later this year. An appeals court has rescheduled. Did I say local headlines earlier?
Yeah, you're fine.
Oh, my goodness. No, I'm not, as we have figured out. An appeals court has rescheduled a case hearing for the week of November 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. The state appealed a ruling last year that claimed Florida went against federal health care laws by preventing coverage for gender-affirming treatments like hormone therapy and puberty blockers.
Florida has more boats than any other state, and lots of us will be spending as much time as possible on the water over the next several days. Well, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says make sure you have a life jacket for everyone on board.
You know, when you go out there, you need to always be aware of your surroundings, be respectful to the other boaters around you, make sure you're following the navigational aids, you know, make sure you're doing the things you're supposed to do while out there on the water to make sure that you're safe.
And just like on land, don't drink and drive. Operation Dry Water, aimed at reducing alcohol and drug-related boating incidents and fatalities, is taking place throughout the weekend with sobriety checkpoints and saturation patrols around the state.
And people around the state are also being inconvenienced by an outage affecting birth and death certificates. The Florida Department of Health has been dealing with server issues for about a week. The department originally expected the outage to last just 6 hours for what they called storage migration. There's no word on why the system is still down or when it will be fixed. But in the meantime, birth and death certificates cannot be accessed online.
And AAA activating the Tow2Go program for the July 4th weekend in Florida and 10 other states. Under the program, impaired drivers will be provided with a free ride home and a tow for their car up to 10 miles. It's available to both members and non-members, but AAA says this should only be used as a last resort, and you cannot schedule appointments in advance. Tow2Go, 855-2-TOW-2-GO is the number. It's available now through Monday morning.
And looking here nationally, RFK addressing allegations of sexual assault by a former babysitter. The allegations being reported in a new Vanity Fair article claimed that the independent presidential candidate assaulted a babysitter at his home back in 1998. Kennedy responded in a podcast Tuesday, the best way he knows how, questionably. He called the accusation garbage and added that he's not a church boy, claiming, quote, "I have so many skeletons in my closet that if they could all vote, I could run for king of the world."
All right. Wow. That's an interesting way to flex there. The Bob Menendez federal corruption trial resuming in New York today with New Jersey senator's lawyers offering up explanations for his cash stash. The star witness, Menendez's older sister, has already testified that her brother hoarded cash just like his Cuban refugee parents. The FBI seized more than $486,000 plus gold bars from his home 2 years ago. Prosecutors say it was bribe money.
And more than 100 people are dead after a crowd crush at a religious event in northern India yesterday. Police say more than 250,000 people were at the meeting, which broke into chaos as people rushed toward the stage to touch the feet of the organizer and guru. Most of the more than 120 who died were women, with several falling into an open sewer.
Big stay in Wall Street today with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ closing at new records. The June jobs report is going to be released on Friday. Of course, the stock market is closed tomorrow. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 23 points to 39,308. S&P 500 up 28 to 55,37. And the NASDAQ gained 159 to 18,188.
And one Texas town wants to make it illegal for people to travel on their roads if they're helping a woman get an out-of-state abortion. Just like the state's near-total abortion ban, it would be enforced through private lawsuits. Amarillo voters will take up the suggestion in November, and this is the first abortion rights case in Texas since the overturning of Roe v. Wade. 5:30 Fox News break coming up. When we come back, sports news and health, business, and science.
I'm John Saucier. President Biden meeting with top Democrats to reassure that he still has their support as he seeks re-election.
The president has connected with Leader Jeffries, Senate Majority Leader Schumer, Representative Clyburn, former Speaker Pelosi, and Senator Coons.
The voice there, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. The president is set to meet with a group of Democratic governors this evening in an effort to solidify their support for his re-election campaign. Mr. Biden also says he'll allow the Trump tax cuts to expire if reelected. Missouri Republican Congressman Jason Smith on Fox Business saying an expiration would only hurt taxpayers.
The expiration of Trump's tax cuts in the end of 2025 will be a $4.3 trillion tax increase to all Americans.
The Congressional Budget Office says keeping those tax cuts in place will add to the national debt. America is listening to Fox News.
In with your money now. Americans applying for unemployment benefits last week went up slightly and stayed near a one-year benchmark that is largely driven by big state increases in New York, New Jersey, and California. New claims rose by 4,000 from 234,000 in the week before. New jobless claims have surged since the end of the school year, raising questions about whether it's a temporary increase or a sign of rising layoffs. United says today that it's using generative artificial intelligence to send travelers links to live weather radar maps provided by flight tracking platform FlightAware, as well as other flight disruption causes such as mechanical issues or even airport congestion. In the first half of the year, more than 21%, that's nearly 942,000 U.S. airline flights have arrived late, slightly better than the year prior. U.S. stocks finished today's session higher. That's your money now.
My son loves.
This is Zach Gelman, Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. The New York Giants are giving Daniel Jones one last shot. Sure, they were unsuccessful in trying to trade up for a QB in the draft, but they beefed up the offensive line and also selected a playmaker in Malik Nabers. That's enough to see if Jones, who is barely treading water right now, can actually swim. Ultimately, I think you'll see what Jones has been most of his career, and that's a QB who more times than not shows he isn't the guy for Big Blue. I'm Zach Gelman.
Looking for a way to elevate your engine's performance? Start with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. It provides faster oil flow for hot and cold temperature protection in the harshest driving conditions. Regular use can help your engine run cleaner and longer by defending against sludge and buildup, improving overall engine performance and fuel efficiency while increasing the time between oil changes. Make the switch without slowing down. Speed your ride Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
Celebrate July 4th with the hottest deals at Lowe's. Right now, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for $10. And buy two, get one free on select paint and exterior stain via Lowe's gift card rebate. Shop these deals before they're gone, because Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 7/10. Annuals offer in-store only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Paint, more terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details while supplies last.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Shows in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know that the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 12th of July. This special broadcast is presented by Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. It's The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15. On News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Marcus Point Baptist Church is excited to present the 2024 Sportsman's Night Out. Join us as we hear from Rick Burgess of the Rick and Bubba Show and Hall of Fame fishing legend Hank Parker. It all happens at the Pensacola Bay Center on August 8th at 6:30 p.m. You could win amazing prizes like a new camper from Carpenter's Campers, a Kubota side-by-side from Coastal Machinery Company, and even more from sponsors like Builders First Source and Florida Air Conditioning and Heating. Tickets are only $10 and on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Get yours before they're gone.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Not a ton going on outside of just one little vicinity here, and it's headlined by I-10. If you are traveling westbound on I-10 towards Pine Forest Road, you're basically going to be backed up towards I-110 north. And if you're traveling eastbound on I-10, traveling over Pine Forest Road, you're going to be backed up past 9 Mile. Very, very heavy congestion going both ways there. If you're traveling westbound, I've got good news for you. It does look like the congestion is dying down a little bit, but the bad news is if you're traveling eastbound on I-10, that doesn't appear like it's lessened really at all. So I guess it's just a matter of which way you're headed. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile has some minor backups still. And if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest coming from 9 Mile approaching I-10, we've got some backups there too. 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street is backed up. And speaking of Palafox Street, the intersection with Burgess Road and Palafox is still dealing with some backups of its own. Outside of that general area, though, in Pensacola, there doesn't appear to be too much going on at this time.
By the way, did you, 98 like Lillian Highway, did you touch on that?
Let's see. What are you looking at? I'm not seeing anything on my screen. Oh, where are you seeing it?
Right over the Perdido Bridge, 98, Lillian Highway.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, I didn't go to the bridge. My bad. I was like, I'm looking over here. I'm not seeing anything. Oh, yeah, no, that is, yes, that's very backed up as well. If you are traveling eastbound, yes, coming over that bridge there, coming over the Alabama-Florida state line, we do have some heavy backups there as well. Yes, thank you for pointing that out.
You're welcome. Don't thank me. Thank the texter.
The texter brought it up. All right, yes.
Brought it up to our attention.
Thank that person.
Yes. What's happening in sports tonight? Oh, wait, let's get the weather first.
This holiday, we do have a chance for rain, and of course, it will be hot and humid out there. So for the 4th of July, rain chance about 50%, but for the fireworks displays, most likely it will be dry during those evening hours. High temperatures are going to run in the low 90s to maybe even mid-90s for some spots, so don't be surprised if there's a heat advisory and look for those heat index values to be up in the triple digits. Weather's pretty similar all the way through the weekend. Hope you enjoy it. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
Thank you, Alan. I won't enjoy it, but I appreciate it. Alrighty, 5:40 here. Yes, Joe, you mentioned sports. As far as what's going on tonight, we do have a few local teams playing in the MLB. Getting underway any minute now. Marlins versus Red Sox. That's set to go off at 5:40. Then we've got Rays at, let me go in order here. Braves versus Giants at 6:20, and then Rays at Royals at 7:10. So those Marlins and Braves games will give you some score updates on those once they get cooking in hour three. As for some of the headlines we've got trending around sports today, today was day three of Wimbledon. One seed Jannik Sinner, is that how you say it?
I believe it's Jannik.
Jannik, that yes. Sounds right. Yes, yeah, because like Jokic, you don't say Jokic, you say Jokic. Correct. Jannik Sinner won in four sets over Matteo Berrettini. Three seed Carlos Alcaraz also won in straight sets against Alexander Vukic, and will now go against American Francis Tiafoe. On the women's side, American and two seed Coco Gauff advanced to the third round after winning in straight sets this morning. Joe, you made a joke last hour that I was going to trip up over all those names, and I don't think I disappointed. I absolutely tripped up.
It was much worse last hour, but the second time through, much better.
Yes, okay, I appreciate
that. We can all improve.
Practice makes perfect. I didn't read this beforehand. We got a pair of rookies headlining this year's WNBA All-Star Game. Indiana Fever guard Caitlin Clark and Chicago Sky forward Angel Reese have been named to Team WNBA. If you've even paid attention to women's basketball in the last year or two, you know who those two ladies are. They're going to take on the U.S. Women's National Team in Phoenix on July 20th.
Yeah, it'll be a good tune-up for the Olympics for the women's team as the Olympics start that next Friday the 26th. So
yes.
It'll be fun to see.
And as far as some NBA news here, LeBron James is re-signing with the Lakers. This was obviously something we knew was coming. It's a two-year max contract worth $104 million. It includes a player option after the first year and a no-trade clause. And one of the incentives to get him to stay was the Lakers drafting his son, Bronny James. They're signing him to a contract as well. It's a four-year deal worth $7.9 million. And then over in the NHL, the Seattle Kraken continuing to pave the way for history. They hired Jessica Campbell as an assistant coach. This is special because Campbell's the first woman to ever be behind an NHL bench. And she last made headlines when she was named as an assistant coach for the Coachella Valley Firebirds, Seattle's AHL affiliate. She was the first woman to ever have that honor as well. Let me ask you, because I think this whole the NBA draft thing happened when you were, you know, out of town. What do you think about the Bronny James situation with the Lakers and stuff? Because I never got your thoughts on it. I had thoughts on it.
What were your thoughts?
My thoughts on it were this is just the Lakers.
It was expected. And it was expected. It was, you know, there is a general manager. That general manager is being told to do by LeBron James.
Yeah, well, especially after the J.J. Redick.
Just as what's been going on the teams LeBron has been on.
No, yeah.
Pretty much since he went back to Cleveland the second time. At that point, I mean, he's at the peak of his powers, and that's really when he turned into de facto player, coach, general manager, was the second Cavs stint, because he had he had his championships from Miami, and then he goes to Cleveland, where everybody's just tripping over themselves to bow at his feet. And he, he was able to maneuver to, because Kyrie Irving was already on that team. They traded away Andrew Wiggins to get Kevin Love. So that was like the first triumvirate super team that LeBron had. And then from there on, it's just, but hey, whatever LeBron wants, he gets. And that's just more of what we've seen.
Yeah. And that's, I think, exactly word for word almost what I told Steve when this news first broke. The Lakers have built this entire team around LeBron. And it's proof that, yes, they are continuing to do so.
And I think that from what I saw, he was willing to take a pay cut. Or he said, hey, I'll take a pay cut because we need players in here. And when Klay Thompson turned him down, I think there was, you know, probably a couple other players that went elsewhere. He's like, all right, I'm getting the max, and we'll just do it again next year. Because that's the thing, like, he doesn't sign long-term deals. Like, say that, like, they're 2 or 3 years, but he has the opt-out every single year to where he's basically like, hey, you know, we're
a flight risk, especially at this
exactly.
age.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, of course, that's eased now. I mean, he's going to retire a Laker.
Right.
But, you know, it just keeps everybody on their toes.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, the Lakers, hey, look, if you want to be the team that LeBron rides into the sunset with, congratulations. I don't know. I mean, I think one reason they took Bronny was because he was on the board so late, and he was like one of the last 4 or 5 picks. So I think they thought, heck, you know,
yeah,
let's get him since we have the opportunity. All righty, 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. So as that texter mentioned earlier, if you are coming over the Alabama-Florida state line, coming over the water and traveling eastbound, this is going to be if you are traveling towards Bauer Road. We've got some very heavy backups in that area currently, and we also have a lot still on I-10. If you are traveling westbound towards Pine Forest Road, a lot of the congestion we had on the interstate there has seemingly started to break up. The same cannot be said if you're traveling eastbound, passing Pine Forest Road and approaching the Pensacola Boulevard area, so be on the lookout for that. We still have some backups also on Pine Forest Road traveling southbound towards the interstate, and 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street.
Intersection of Sorrento Gulf Beach Highway. Texter letting us know, very slow moving and backed up in that intersection there.
Really?
Texter asked a question, since y'all are talking about sports right now, what are your top 5 NCAA football team rankings going into the year?
The top 5?
Yeah, what are your top 5 preseason polls, which I despise, but it's what the listeners want, Austin. They want us to share our top 5 teams.
Well, let's see. Number 1, Georgia. I'll say number 2, Oregon. I say Oregon over Ohio State because I think doesn't Oregon
because
host
I'm
Ohio State?
Sitting next to you.
No, Oregon hosts Ohio
Oregon
State.
Are we doing, you're projecting outwards, not like with the top.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, right. Like, okay, what's a practical top 5 here that could actually go the distance? Georgia, Oregon, maybe Texas and then Ohio State. That would be my top 4. The 5th one out would be, I don't know. I mean, it could be Bama. It could be.
Could be.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to be. It could be Florida State, personally. I don't think they're good. I don't think they're the top 5 best team. But when you look at their schedule, it's pretty manageable.
Yeah. I'm kind of with you on that. I don't know about Florida State.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They've got to host Clemson and then go to Notre Dame. Those are their 2 toughies.
Yeah.
But Notre Dame, heck, if that's as
now,
tough
of course,
as it gets.
With the 12-team playoff, we will have the top four teams being the champ conference champion of the four
right.
big conferences. Maybe some, maybe Utah coming out of the pack or the Big 12, right?
You know, I followed Utah football for years, and I was a big fan of theirs. I think right now they still have Cam Rising. That's great. And they were missing him for like the bulk
he's like
of last year.
What, an eighth-year senior?
Yeah, he's pretty old. Yeah. But they just had their worst season in years. They're joining a new conference. And while the conference doesn't have like some clear-cut contender, it's not an easy conference. I mean, you got Kansas, you got Kansas State, you got Oklahoma State. It's like, and they struggled with some of their opponents last year. I don't buy Utah as like some clear favorite in the Big 12. Can they win it? Yes. But I don't look at them as like, oh, they're the number one team to beat. I actually chose Kansas for that.
All right. Let's see. Health businesses. We can talk about this more tomorrow because we'll have a lot more time because July 4th, there's not going to be nothing going on.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do a whole show dedicated to college football. How about that?
Yeah, I just not realized we actually have lost track of time here. Did we do weather?
No.
We're professionals, I swear.
We've got warm, humid weather for the 4th of July holiday and right on through the weekend as well. About the same. So, of course, there is a chance for rain as well. Rain chance runs at about 50% each day. Independence Day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, pretty close to that. So some pop-up showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures will run in the mid to low 90s, and heat index values will be way up in the triple digits. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All righty, some very quick health, business, and science notes here. The Supreme Court has decided not to hear a case on whether social media sites should be held responsible for what people say on their platforms. The case involves a Texas teen who was reportedly groomed by his science teacher over Snapchat. The family sued the platform, saying the site enabled the abuse.
Also, Delta is apologizing after spoiled food forced a pre-dawn emergency landing this morning at Kennedy Airport in New York. The flight was traveling from Detroit to the Netherlands when it was diverted to JFK. That was on medical advice after the airline learned that a portion of the in-flight food was spoiled. 277 passengers plus flight crew on board.
And Joe, just a minute ago, you mentioned 4th of July being tomorrow. Yes. The price of a 4th of July cookout is hitting a record high. The American Farm Bureau Federation puts the average cost of feeding 10 people at $71.22. That's up 30% from 5 years ago. The number has reached above $7 per person for the first time ever.
You have any what's your go-to 4th of July food?
Probably like a hot dog or burger. Oh, the typical barbecue.
Hot dogs, burgers.
Yeah, the American stuff.
Yeah.
Some pop culture notes here, just a couple. Christopher Reeve's son will appear in James Gunn's Superman. That's wholesome. Celebrating the legacy of the character and the actor who first played him on the big screen. Will Reeve will have a cameo. He's a real-life news correspondent for ABC News. He will play a TV reporter in the upcoming DC Studios film, and it arrives in theaters in July of 2025.
I'm excited for that. I'm also excited for Deadpool and Wolverine, projected to have a huge opening weekend when it hits theaters later this month. The Marvel Studios film is expected to make between $160 and $165 million its debut weekend. It looks poised to break the record for biggest start by an R-rated film ever, which is currently held by Deadpool from 2016.
Fittingly. And on Monday morning, the original Bucky's convenience store in Luling, Texas, caught fire, sending up clouds of black smoke that could be seen for miles. Local authorities say that the fire happened while the old Bucky's was being demolished, as a new Bucky's just opened nearby that's being built as the world's largest travel center. Officials in Caldwell County assured worried fans on Facebook that the fire was not at the new Bucky's. So, dodging a crisis there.
Have you been to Bucky's?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been to the one in Mobile, which is like the only one remotely near here, I believe.
Right.
It's all right, kind of overrated. 550.
Oh, okay. There's some fighting words in this part of town.
Yeah, I wanted to go to break quick. I didn't want the texters to hear it. 550, we'll take a quick break. When we return, wacky stories followed by some good news to round out hour two. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZQL.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about this ridiculous immigration resolution that was put forward by Commissioner James Caulkins last week and thankfully voted down, but all of the implications and drama surrounding that. Also talked quite a bit about Biden's competency and the obviously big topic in our country right now dealing with that after the debate. And home insurance rates. Had a good conversation about that at 7:30 in the 7 o'clock hour. You can listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. 5:53 here. We'll get a rundown of our top three stories before we get our final quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see here. Alrighty. So starting with the whole President Biden situation. Let's see here. If I can scroll up. All right. Two reports say that President Biden might consider dropping out of the race in the coming days. The New York Times and CNN are reporting that Biden talked with a key ally about concerns that he may not be able to convince the public he's up for the job of president. Obviously, this is becoming a thing after, you know, Democratic politicians such as Lloyd Doggett and Jared Golden also spoke out saying that, hey, they've lost faith in Biden's run for reelection. Then Jamaica bracing for Hurricane Beryl. The storm remains a Category 4 with maximum sustained winds of 140 miles per hour. The storm is forecast to weaken after it hits Jamaica, but could affect Texas and Louisiana later in the week. And then the U.S. is preparing to announce a new $2.3 billion security aid package for Ukraine. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said the money will go to provide air defense interceptors, anti-tank weapons, and other munitions. Alrighty, now just about 5:55, we'll get one last quick look of the roads and weather. If you are traveling southbound on Sorrento Road towards Gulf Beach Highway, as a texter said, we still have some congestion causing some backups there. It looks like it's slowly but surely starting to break up. Emphasis on slowly. And then if you are coming over the Perdido Bay Bridge, coming over the Alabama-Florida state line, traveling eastbound towards Bower Road, we still have some pretty heavy backups in that area. And we've got some developing in a few spots on Blue Angel Parkway. If you're traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road, we've got some backups there. If you're traveling southbound towards U.S. Highway 98, got some in that area also. And if you're traveling southbound, this is going to be towards Alexa Drive. That's going to be just past Cerny Road. My goodness, I cannot read. Traveling southbound just past Cerny towards Alexa Drive there, we do have some backups there. None of these spots have confirmed traffic incidents, by the way, but nonetheless, something to look out for. And then it's going to be I-10 still. If you are traveling eastbound, passing Pine Forest Road, we've got some backups there. And same on Pine Forest Road itself, if you're traveling southbound towards I-10. Outside of those several areas, though, there does not appear to be too much going on at this moment.
This holiday, we do have a chance for rain, and of course, it will be hot and humid out there. So for the 4th of July, rain chance about 50%, but for the fireworks displays, most likely it will be dry during those evening hours. High temperatures are going to run in the low 90s to maybe even mid-90s for some spots, so don't be surprised if there's a heat advisory and look for those heat index values to be up in the triple digits. Weather's pretty similar all the way through the weekend. Hope you enjoy it. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
All right, 5:55. Right now, I'd like to submit another listener poll question, if I may.
All right.
850-437-1620. Is Buc-ee's overrated? Hmm. Austin says yes, it is.
I think it is.
Well, why is that?
I don't know. I've been there. It's a very nice place. Very expansive. Impressive. But I don't know. I don't look at it and think like, oh my gosh, you know, this is magical. There's no place like it. People talk about it like it's flipping Disney World or something. It's not that deep. It's a gas station. It's a bigger one. And you got a better choice of food items. That's just
well,
about
it. Well, to me, that's where the greatness lies, is because I know that if I am driving, and I'll give you an example. We went to Atlanta this past weekend. And
right.
There's a Buc-ee's near Auburn. I knew that because we needed milk for Miha, right? I knew that I could pull off, walk into the Buc-ee's. It was going to be super clean, and they were going to have everything that I could possibly need, want, and not need or want.
Yes.
But I needed milk, and I walked right in, went to the dairy section. They had milk. There were other convenience stores that I went to during our trip looking for milk and could not find any. So I know that Buc-ee's is it's exactly what I need when I need it.
Mm, very nice. Assuming
that I am en route and past one. I'm not going to go out of my way to one.
Well, regardless of what you may think, we are not sponsored by Buc-ee's from what I know of. Joe's just that big of a fan. That was very...
It's not just me. Listeners are overwhelmingly shooting you down.
Oh, really?
Saying Buc-ee's is not overrated, not just all that one person says, not just overrated, but overwhelming.
Yeah, I'm seeing these now. It's overrated because people they ooh and ah over it. It's a great place. Nice quality. A lot of people think overrated means bad. It doesn't mean bad. It just means, am I going to drop to my knees and weep when I see the beaver? No, I'm just not.
That's good.
All righty. We're already wasted so much time. Some very quick, wacky, weird stories here. An investigation underway after someone left a large dead turtle at the Massachusetts home of the parents of the blogger known as Turtle Boy. Police have confirmed that an investigation into possible harassment and animal cruelty is underway. The dead turtle was found at the home of the parents of Aiden Carney hours after a mistrial was declared in Karen Reed's trial. Carney strongly believes Reed is innocent and has advocated on her behalf on his blog and social media pages.
All right, another texter not impressed with Buc-ee's, so you may have the high ground here. This one's pretty interesting in China. Workers in the northern part of the country were demolishing an old house, had to call in the bomb squad when they found a live grenade. How did it get there? Well, the woman who is 90 years old who lives there, or lived in the house, found it in a field a while back, like 20 years ago, and had been using it as a hammer. It's an old World War II era grenade with a wooden handle. She didn't know what it was, thought it was just a tool, so she made plenty good use out of it. They say she used it so much that the wooden handle was smooth and glossy from all the wear, and the metal head at the end was full of dents. Police safely detonated it, and nobody was hurt. So,
thank goodness.
Protecting, yes. Hand of God protecting her over the last 20 years.
Absolutely. And a quick good news story here. A retired couple from Virginia named Judy and Mike McNamara are getting closer to accomplishing their dream of eating at every Texas Roadhouse location in the U.S. There's around 650 of them. They should hit another 80 this year, bringing their total up to over 500. They went to their first one in 03, but really kicked it into gear after Judy retired
Love to know if they've made it to Pensacola's yet, because if not, I would love to greet them when they come here.
That would be pretty cool.